We've been talking about Joey's Song, the virtual fundraiser that is going on Wednesday evening, tomorrow night. We want to make sure you're a part of this. And joining us right now is Joey's father, Mike. Joey's Song has been a part of the Madison community for how long now, Mike?
About 10 years since we released our first set of CDs in January 2011.
Tell us a little bit about your son, Joey, memories that you hold on for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so Joe had a particularly heinous form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And epilepsy is, like a lot of diseases, kind of has a spectrum. And unfortunately, Joe's epilepsy was on the severe side of it. But while it took away a lot of his cognitive abilities, he was nonverbal. Joey certainly could still communicate via music. So when music came on, and any parent out there right now will know, you know, Baby Einstein and all of that stuff, as well as, you know, Sesame Street and Teletubbies all have music in it. And it's when that music came on that Joey really sprang to life. And he would sing and dance in what we always describe as his own unique way.
Wow. And you guys are raising money for a couple different organizations. Where are some of the places the money is going?
Yeah, so we have kind of two prongs on it. So Joey, we lost Joey in 2010 after a lifelong battle with epilepsy. So we steer a lot of our funding towards organizations that are looking to create cures and treatments for epilepsy, as well as programs and services. But we also direct some money here locally to Geo's Garden because they provide the kind of services that a child like Joey needs. Without getting into the details, it's tough to get services, respite care services, before the age of 6 in Dane County, and Geo's does a great job of filling that gap.
Yeah, they are really, really wonderful people. We've worked with them through a lot of different events over the years, and yeah, that's a very great local organization, and I bet they really appreciate your support.
I hope so.
And Mike, with Joey's Song, Fighting Epilepsy with Music, this year's virtual benefit, we can watch from the comfort of our own home. And am I reading some of these names correct who you have lined up? Is Jewel going to be part of this?
Yeah, we got some great folks that are part of it. We've got Jewel. We've got Brian O'Bear from Silver Sun Pickups. We've got Chris Collingwood from Fountains of Wayne, Justin Curry from Delamitri, Ken Stringfellow from the Posies. And, of course, my partner in crime on all this, Butch Vig, and his side band, the Know-It-All Boyfriends, are going to be performing a couple songs as well. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I oohed because I'm a big Fountains of Wayne fan. So I love that.
And how do people watch this tomorrow night?
Yep. So the really great news is the web stream or webcast, I still haven't figured out what to call it exactly. The show will be broadcast on joeysong.org or the Joey Song Facebook page, and it's free. The entire three-hour show is free to watch. We will be making pleas during the broadcast, obviously, for funds, because that's why we're doing all this, and that's why these great people are giving us their time, is to raise money. But anybody can tune in and watch, and we hope that you're moved by the cause and moved by the passion of our performers, and they'll slide a couple bucks our way to help keep the mission going.
That is great. You're definitely a valued member of our community, and we're calling on the rest of our today's Q106 Radio family members to enjoy some great entertainment and raise some money for a very wonderful organization.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Mike, and we'll see you on joeysong.org tomorrow night.
Jackson and Steph, thank you.